But here to warm our hearts are our friends from the Northfield Arts Guild, Michael Johnson and Pauline Jennings. Good morning, friends.
Morning.
How
morning.
Are you?
Glad to be warm.
Yeah, no kidding. It's nice and warm in here, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you ever need a warm spot, just come to our studio. It is always hot in here.
We can probably adjust, Michael, your microphone to make things a little more comfortable for you. There we go. All right. If you want. So what's going on this month at the Northfield Arts Guild? Who wants to start?
I'll take it.
Okay. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I noticed you didn't say my title this time, even though you know.
Wait. Performing Arts Manager.
Oh, you've got it down so well.
Thank
Nicely
you.
Done. We have quite a few things coming up, actually. Starting with Legally Blonde, which opens on Friday.
Wow.
Folks, we are sold out for all but two performances next Saturday, that's the 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock show. So if you want tickets, I would go online right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's great.
Well, it's such a well-known show. It's a musical. It's Legally Blonde Jr., the musical.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually just watched the non-musical last night just to get myself prepared for this weekend and see the show. Most people have seen it, particularly if you're of a certain age, but if you're younger, please go and see it. It's a delightful show.
Reese Witherspoon is wonderful.
Yeah, she is really good. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's about a young woman who's told kind of to stay in her place and she's not smart enough to do X, Y, or Z. And she says, I'm not taking that. You watch me go. Yeah. And she does. Right. So that's this weekend and next weekend. Like I said, we just have tickets left for next Saturday, March 1st, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock show. That's directed by Rachel Heider, and that's our Purple Door Youth Theater production. Yeah. So it's all kids. It's all people under 18, maybe including 18, but in school. All right.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Then on March 9th and 10th, we have auditions for Shakespeare in Love. That's another movie that is fondly remembered with Gwyneth Paltrow and Joseph Fiennes. And so these are March 9th and 10th at the Downtown Guild. And there's signs up around town. You can also go to our website and under the theater tab, auditions and opportunities, and then there'll be links there to sign up. And basically you come in, you don't have to have a prepared piece. Rachel's pretty laid back in this stuff and doesn't make you feel uncomfortable when you're auditioning. So if you have any notion in your head to audition, this is a show to audition for because there's a lot of roles from like 18 to 80.
Wow.
And they can be multi-gender. gender non-binary, any color, anything. So it's just wide open, wonderful, blind casting you can really use on this show. Yeah.
Awesome.
Next is Thomasina Petrus, which is our third in our 411 concert series.
Mm-hmm.
We had our last guest was T. Michael Rambo, and he brought down the house, as of course he would. And the next coming up March 16th is Thomasina Petrus. She's one of the best jazz singers in Minneapolis. I mean, she's really... she's sought after, and also as an actress, she's had lead roles at the Guthrie, at Children's Theater, at Penumbra, at Illusion, at I could go on and on and on and on. Yeah, and not just some roles, lead roles. She's a force to be reckoned with. And if you go to shows in the cities, you've probably seen her. Not only that, then she has her Lady Day sings at the Bar and Grill because she sings like Billie Holiday, like no other, and she does this nationally. And so this is a chance to see this performer who's in demand and our intimate space for only $25. And she's also a great storyteller, you know, with the acting chops she's got.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a delightful evening from stem to stern. And it's part of the Singer's Voice series, which is hosted by Dan Chouinard, who is also the accompanist. So he plays songs, basically all of Thomasina's favorites and what she's loved to sing throughout her life, and she tells stories about that.
That's cool.
I know. It really is cool.
You brought a little clip of Thomasina.
Yeah, I just found this on the internet this morning, and I thought I'd give you a chance to hear. And she's kind of holding back on this.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Find out what it means.
Okay. Wow. If you're going to take on Aretha Franklin like that and do it, I mean, you gotta have some belief in yourself, man. That's amazing.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah. She is fabulous. She can sing anything, any style of song because of that actor, immutability of the actor and be able to do it. But her sweet spot is stuff like Aretha and Respect and also, of course, the jazz side of it. So people come and see her. Don't miss this opportunity. And like I said, the show is Sunday, March 16th at 7 p.m. That's a Sunday evening. And I have them on the Sunday evenings because that's when you can get musicians. If I want to get really, really top-notch musicians, you can't have the gigs on Friday or Saturday night or even Sunday during the day because they might have a matinee. Well, so it's Sunday evening.
They're all at the Dakota on Saturday night.
They're at the Dakota, exactly.
Yeah.
So please, you can get tickets, you know, of course, online or come by our shop or go ahead and call 507-645-8877. And lastly, do you want to talk a little bit about this or a Culture Crew or do you want me to? Okay. I did. So I've always been a lover of the Moth Radio Hour. Mm-hmm. I think that telling stories from the heart is one of the best ways to affect people and affect change and get understanding where there may not be and maybe to put some love in somebody's heart that might be hating on somebody. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way to do it. So Culture Crew is a collaboration between the Northfield Library, the History Center, and the Guild. And we put on shows, events for the community, downtown community, or people to get people downtown, and also to combat loneliness. And we just want to do good things out there for people to go to and feel good, right? And so we decided to do a story hour, a la the Moth. And that's coming up next month, March 20th. And I'll talk about it more next month. You'll see some posters around town. But it's at the Armory Square, March 20th, 2025, obviously. And from 6 to 7, we're having a happy hour in the Tiki Bar. So this is downstairs at the Armory Square, which is very kind of beatnik, right?
The down lower.
The low down. And then the storytelling is at 7 at the low down. So it's going to be an evening. And you see story hour, you think of children, and kids can come. It's totally PG. But it is kind of set for adults.
All right.
And, I mean, we have the happy hour, so that kind of tells you all. And also, we got Over Yonder playing between the stories. And
nice.
I know, which is Martha Larson and Brian Johnson.
They're awesome.
And Oliver Casillas is our featured storyteller.
Yeah, okay.
So, and if you have a story you'd like to pitch, so the featured storyteller gets to go on, you know, more like 10 to 15 minutes, but each of the other people that tells the story will have 5 to 7 minutes to tell it. It's the theme is Fresh Start, and if you have any interest in doing a story for this, email me, and that's Pauline at northfieldartsguild.org.
Great.
Pauline,
so. Great. It's very beatnik. You said, can I clap or do I have to just snap my fingers?
You might get thrown out if you clap.
Oh, okay.
You got to snap. One thing I do want to say about the story hour is that we are trying to lift up the voices of of people that are marginalized and people that whose voices aren't usually magnified.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Particularly now.
All right. My goal.
Yeah.
What's going on in visual arts?
Yeah, we'll say visual arts. I mean, today's the schools are closed,
yes,
but the Guild is open.
All
so if you have a student involved in our all-school art show, today would be a great time to swing by and see the beautiful work featured from all the way from kindergarten up through 12th grade. And so when you walk into the Guild, this is our annual show. This has been going on for, I want to say, like almost 40 years.
Wow.
And it's a great demonstration, not only of the talent of the youth in town. And again, it's not just the Northfield Public Schools. They're a great partner, but it's also the charter schools. It's everybody, including homeschool kids.
Oh,
cool. And so this is up through March 15th. The annual Imagination Celebration, we call it the Open House, takes place on Saturday, March 8th from 10 to 2. And you'll get to meet the teachers as well, who have been instrumental in you know, creating these amazing student artworks. And when you're there, make sure that you visit the QR code and scan that so that you can leave comments and tell these kids how fabulous they are.
That's fantastic. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that is so cool, especially for a kid to be able to go to a gallery and see their
absolutely.
Work
yeah,
on
man.
Display. How exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
And you brought up the educators. We have some great, great art teachers in this town, man. Yeah. We're very fortunate. And they deserve a little credit. I mean, they deserve a little praise. So that's great that they get a little spotlight there.
And the way that students select their classes, I've been told that art electives in town, I mean, it's like 75% of kids are involved in art, which is awesome. I did not go to a school like that. I mean, that's really
neither
cool.
Did I, but welcome to Northfield. We pride ourselves, right, on being the arts community. So where would we be if we weren't teaching our kids, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the visual arts theme, so we have until Sunday for applications for our new studios in town. So I know we talked about this last time, but the 411 Water Street, this is the old Ameriprise Financial Building between the liquor store and the post office. And it's about 3,000 square feet of old office space, so small rooms that we're going to convert into really awesome space for visual artists. And the applications, again, are out. They're really, really short. We're looking for people who maybe have never had a space of their own, who are working out of their kitchen table. Right now, we're only asking for $100 a month for studio space, which if you're an artist, you're aware that that's really reasonable. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we're hoping to also create some other opportunities for artists who maybe can't even afford that, who can drop in, maybe have a locker, have a punch card, and work. So really, the hope for this project is that we can have lots of people involved. And so that's hopefully by March 1st, we have artists moving in, and it'll be an awesome place to visit. This summer, we're hoping to do pop-ups so the artists that are in that space can also sell and really incubate their talents.
Yeah, I got to say, for when DJJD rolls around, you're going to have a prime spot for something pretty cool there, too. Yeah.
Well, and I was thinking, too, every Saturday. You know, I
mean,
there's potential there because the market goes down to right in front of that.
Yeah, you might want to be a little careful about that because they might get a little upset with you. But
no,
not
you
still.
Talk to them first.
Of course. Well, Derek Myers is a very good guy. He runs the place. You can.
And I have to thank the city of Northfield for being willing to partner with us on this.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're only being asked to cover utilities because of the tremendous support that they've been able to give us. So kudos to them for saying yes, and then the city council for voting to allow us to occupy the space.
That is fantastic. I'm just we talked about this last month, and I am just so in love with this idea. It's just a great thing you guys are putting together here.
Yeah. So if you know somebody who might be interested, please reach out. Encourage them to apply. If they want to talk to me first, I'm happy to answer any questions. Even give them a tour of the space.
So. Yeah. God, what a great use of that space too. It's perfect.
Right. Otherwise it would just sit there empty.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we should be discussing with the guild?
Check out our website for classes as well. Our ceramics classes are always hopping, and they sell out fast. So make sure to check those out.
Okay.
I think just, see you at the show.
Yeah.
Yay.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Pauline Jennings, Michael Johnson, Northfield Arts Guild, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
As usual. And